News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Okay, it's exactly 10 minutes past 8 here on News Talk Breakfast with Shane Coleman and Paul Williams. Now, let's go back to that story about the exhumation of the former Tuam mother and baby home, which was confirmed by the government in the person of our next guest, Minister for Children, Catherine Sabone, who is in studio with us. Good morning, Minister, and thanks very much for coming in.
Good morning, Paul.
You're waiting for legislation to go through the Dáil before you can begin the exhumation. How long will this take?
What I can say, Paul, is that the work has already begun. I know people are concerned in relation to the time frame, especially the families who really believe that they have a brother or a sister as one of the children whose remains were in a very undignified manner put in the site there outside of the mother and baby homes at Tuam. So I can appreciate the depth of concern, the deep feeling, the trauma that they've been experiencing over the last number of years. And I have met with and spoken with many of them, and that was so significant to making the recommendation that I have done. So what we can say to them is that the work is beginning. Mm. We are assembling a team. It will take a group of experts from different government departments to do the legislation, which is quite complicated because what we want the legislation to do is to undertake an exhumation in a way that's never ever happened before in this country. And also, it's possible that it could provide a template if we require it in other sites too. The other aspect of what we're starting the work that has to be done is to begin to put in place a project plan, assembling a team of scientists within the country and outside of the country in order to
I was just going to come to that too, because like you're saying, it's a complicated process just to get the legislation together, but this is an extremely complicated and painstaking investigative process because it requires highly skilled specialists using state-of-the-art technology to conduct an effective fingertip search in the ground in an effort to recover as much individual skeletal remains as possible intact. Like that in itself, there it would be very, very hard for you to put an end date on that process.
I think there ultimately will be an end, but what you say, because the site isn't that big, actually. And we already have done work in terms of the expert group that I set up, that they have done some work in terms of the rest of the site, apart from where the sewage system is, and have identified what they call anomalies throughout that site, where they believe there are some remains underneath.
Would you have to bring in people, like, for example, this brings to mind war crimes investigations in the Balkans and whatever, where you have to go in and it's a very complicated job because you're trying to exhume the bodies and you're trying to work out and tell a story from that. What kind of experts are you going to? Are you going to bring in the kind of people who do war crimes excavations,
well,
for example?
Well, we are going to bring in the people.
It's a very unusual skill set.
Absolutely. And they may have some experience in that, Paul. But what's really important is, for example, we will need forensic archaeologists. We need people to go in there and to oversee the very careful, going in, working with what they find, being careful with the remains in order to exhume them appropriately. We will also need DNA specialists, and they may come from outside of the country.
Now, can I ask you about that?
One
of your objectives, Minister, is to, where possible, and it is a very mammoth task, where possible to identify the remains. Now, that would require a DNA database. Has that DNA database been compiled yet, or is it in the process, or how are you going to do it?
We have identified that we need it, and we do. So it has not been compiled yet. We have identified that we need it. That will be part of an integral aspect of the project plan, overseen by forensic scientists. I spoke with one the other day in terms of outlining the process. Mm. But as you say, on the one hand, I suppose what we're saying is we will make every effort to find every child.
But would you be making an appeal? I'm just trying to work out the logistics. The logistics are you are going to have to make a public appeal to anyone who feels that they may have had a relative in
we
that establishment.
We expect that,
to
and
come
because
forward.
We've spoken, correct, that's right, Paul. Mm. We've spoken with many survivors who are ready, I think, and willing and in their belief that one of their relatives could be there to come forward. But yes, we will need their genetic material in order to identify. But may I say, it's really important, though, to say it's very complicated to go in there and to your looking at effectively juvenile remains, which makes it more difficult than adult remains. Yeah. Some of them are commingled. They have some of them have been in water and other types of, you know, within the ground for a long period of time. So it is possible that with the best approach and methodology, we will not be able
to. And of course, the objective will be as well to try and absolutely ascertain axiomatically how many bodies are in there.
Yes, that is correct.
The other thing is, and I know this again is analysis, is there possible or will there be any effort made to ascertain, for example, from the remains that are found, and it's very limited what you can tell from them, but whether there was violence use in the death. For example, head injuries skull to the skull can be obvious in an exhumation.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got to say two things in relation to that. We have an independent commission of investigation that is doing that kind of a review in terms of the ways in which what happened within the mother and baby homes itself and in relation to the children. So we haven't received their findings yet. Mm. And it's very important to say that. And secondly, though, it is the case that when they do go in, and if they, we don't know yet, but they may be able to determine some of that when they actually see some of the remains. But we don't know. We don't know if they can or
not.
They may be able to.
At the moment, it's been speculated it could cost up to $13 million. But yes. We know in this country, this is very much a work in progress. We have never. It's very uncharted waters, as you say. It would be very hard to say it's 13 million. They're going to be the bottom line here.
Well, it is uncharted territory, but we've done our very best to estimate in what it will cost. We've also said that it is a staged approach, that we will learn as we go, and that's the best way. So we'll start with where we know children's remains are, and then we'll move to where we think they are, and then we'll make sure we take a look and ensure that there aren't in any other places. But if you learn as you go, that's the most cost-effective way in order to use the resources that we have.
Very finally, Minister, you said this could provide a template for other sites. Are you going to establish a modus operandi here where there are other sites to be investigated, that this could be going on for 3, 4, 5 years? We'd be calling the mother and baby home graves investigation.
Again, we don't know that that's a possibility. The reason that we're
do we
in
know
Chum,
other other sites?
The
by
reason
way?
That we're in Chum is because the Commission of Investigation found some remains there, and then they handed it over to the state and said, "Now it's up to you to decide how to respond." They haven't done that in relation to the other sites. If they do, then we'll have to respond.
Will you be looking at other sites?
Only if they've discovered in the context of their work.
Okay, well, we wish you well on that. It is a very major undertaking.
Thank you.
Minister for Children, Catherine Sabourin, thank you very, very much for coming
into
us this morning.